This is the voice of the main revolution. This is the voice of the main revolution. The voice of the Millennium Revolution.
For 12 years, the British battled to crush Chin Peng's communists. They put in place a level of population control rarely seen before or since. Though a war by any other name, it was known throughout as the Malayan Emergency.
Deep in the jungles of Malaya, the ceaseless battle against terrorism is fought with every modern weapon. But still, the old maxim remains true. An army marches on its stomach. A patrol may be in the jungle for 2 weeks or even longer. And it would be difficult, if not impossible, to carry enough food for this long period.
In withdrawing to the countryside, the communists were looking to rely on the support of around 500,000 people who were eking out an existence on the fringes of the jungle. They were known as the squatters, the squatters, the squatters.
Unwanted insects. This factory in Kuala Lumpur provides one solution to the problem. Here, food rations for the security forces are packed and sealed in airtight tins.
The squatters. Their bases were deep in the jungle that covers most of the Malay Peninsula. And it was here that the British sent a team of officers to make contact with them. In December 1943, the two sides met to negotiate an alliance. The communists were represented by their secretary general, a shadowy figure by the name of Lai Tek. Lai Tek was accompanied by his right-hand man, 19-year-old Chin Peng.
The rice, which will form a major part of the tinned ration, is sieved and heated to get rid of weevils and other unwanted insects.
They agreed to cooperate with the British, even though their stated aim was an independent Communist Republic of Malaya after the war. But despite this agreement, Lai Tek set up another army. This army was to be kept secret from the British.
unwanted insects.
Squatters.
Looms larger now than at any other time in the world's turbulent history. British and Imperial forces are at their war stations. The Federated Malay States Defense Forces have been called up under a proclamation that a state of emergency exists. The Japs are everlastingly blowing hot and cold, but this time the lid may blow off. Oh well, if there's going to be a row, let's start with a really good buster. The lid may blow off. Start with a really good buster.
You take that, you bitch! Get off my ass! Oh, you villain! You bad boy!
British intelligence documents on the eve of the emergency stress the danger of Malays joining the revolt. The arrest of more than 1,000 Malays did much to forestall that. Independence came in 1957, but still the communists fought on and on and on against the Malaysian and later even the Thai security forces, until in 1989 Chin Peng got what the British had denied him 34 years earlier: peace with honor.
This is the voice of the Malayan Revolution. Comrades and friends, the voice of the Malayan Revolution broadcasts in English daily at 5 p.m. and at 10:20 p.m. on the 15790 and 11830 kilocycles in the 19 and 25 meter bands. You are cordially invited to listen in. Finally, we bring you a song, Lagu Teroka. This is the voice of the Malayan Revolution. We have come now to the end of our program in English. Comrade Jason, we wish you victories in your work and struggle. Goodbye.